From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello, VOI listener. How are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, diplomatic corner, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here is the news for the headlines. President Joko Widodo hopes trade jumps after government stops community activities restrictions policy. Vice President Maruf Amin urged the boosters' role of pesantren to strengthen people's independence. I'm Nuka Kusmawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news where Indonesian President Joko Widodo has expected that trading activities will increase significantly after the government terminated the implementation of Community Activities Restrictions, PPKM. He made the statement while reviewing commerce activities and commodity prices at the central market of Yogyakarta on Sunday. He talked to several traders in the market regarding the prices of basic necessities. In response to the rising rice price, he said that the price will hopefully decrease soon since the harvest season will start in February. President expected that stable basic necessity prices could also be found in other markets throughout Indonesia. Indonesian Vice President Maruf Amin has asked all parties to strengthen the implementation of Islamic boarding schools or pesantren throughout Indonesia to encourage the people's self-reliance, since pesantren as educational institution can optimize the people's capability. Pesantren must also become a center for the empowerment of the community's economy. He remarked while attending the 51st Haul, the death anniversary of Al-Maghfurullah Al-Alim Al-Alamah Mama Kiai Haji T.B. Muhammad Falah Abbas in Bogor City, West Java on Saturday evening. He also said that the potential of Muslims will increase if the function of Islamic boarding schools is bolstered. He added that there are two attempts which can be applied to strengthen the role of the Islamic boarding schools, namely empowering the students or santri as well as training the surrounding community who are not the students of the pesantren. Indonesia will always be given priority by Malaysia in bilateral relations, said Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim on Sunday. He told the media after witnessing a handover of letters of intent and exchange of memorandums of understanding involving Malaysian and Indonesian companies. He was asked why he chose Indonesia for his first official visit after becoming Prime Minister on November 24th last year. He and his wife, Dr. Wan Azizah Wan Ismail, arrived in Indonesia on Sunday for a two-day official visit. On Monday, Mr. Anwar held a meeting with President Joko Widodo at Bogor Palace in West Java. As about his agenda for the meeting with Jokowi, Mr. Anwar said there were 12 items to be discussed but did not elaborate. Let's move it on to the international news, where China's military said it had carried out combat drills around Taiwan on Sunday, the second such exercise in less than a month, with the island defense ministries reporting it detected 57 Chinese aircraft. China views democratically governed Taiwan as its own territory and has been ramping up military, political, and economic pressures to assert those claims. The People's Liberation Army's Eastern Theater Command said in a statement late on Sunday that its forces had organized joint combat readiness patrols and actual combat drills in the sea and airspace around Taiwan, focused on land strikes and sea assaults. The aim of the exercises was to test joint combat capabilities and resolutely counter the provocative actions of external forces and Taiwan independent separatist forces, it added in a brief statement. Brazilian security forces mounted a massive operation on Sunday after hundreds of supporters of far-right former President Jair Bolsonaro stormed Congress, the presidential's palace and the Supreme Court in what President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva condemned as a fascist attack. After hours of all-out chaos at the seat of power in Brazilia, reminiscence of the January 6, 2021 invasions of the U.S. Capitol building by supporters of then-President Donald Trump, a Bolsonaro-allied security forces, managed to reclaim the Congress building in the evening, AFP reporter said. The international community must help Pakistan recover from last year's devastating floods and boost climate resilience, or the country will be locked in misery. The head of the UN Development Agency told AFP, Pakistan is still reeling from the unprecedented monsoon floods unleashed last August, which killed more than 1,700 people and affected some 33 million others. To meet the acute needs, the country and the United Nations will on Monday co-host an international conference in Geneva, seeking billions of dollars in donor pledges and other support towards a long-term recovery and resilience plan. Thailand will require international travelers to show proof they are fully vaccinated for COVID-19 before flying to Thailand, according to the country's aviation regulator, as it prepares for more tourists after China reopened its border on Sunday. The Civil Aviation Authority of Thailand, or CAAT, said in a statement on Saturday that starting early Monday, all foreign arrivals must prove they are vaccinated or provide a letter certifying that they have recovered from COVID-19 within 6 months. CAAT said the new measures will remain in effect at least until the end of January. Listener, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner on East Kalimantan Provincial's government plans to auction off the remaining carbon emission in collaboration with World Bank. The provincial government of East Kalimantan plans to sell the remaining carbon emissions in a paid carbon emissions reductions program or Forest Carbon Partnership Facility, FCPF Carbon Fund 2020-2024 in collaboration with the World Bank. Governor of East Kalimantan Isran Nur in an official statement in Samarinda on Saturday said that his site would sell carbon emissions through auctions to buyers around the world. Based on the contract signed by the provincial government of East Kalimantan with the World Bank, the reductions in carbon emissions that must be achieved by East Kalimantan is 22 million metric tons, which is divided into three phases. The first is 5 million metric tons, the second is 8 million metric tons of carbon, and the third is with the target of reducing emissions of 9 million metric tons. According to Governor Isran, in 2023, the province of East Kalimantan will begin to receive incentives or compensation for reducing carbon emission of $110 million from the World Bank, and this amount is equal to 1.65 trillion rupiah. Governor Isran Nur added, East Kalimantan's carbon emissions still remain approximately 8 million metric tons, which have not received compensation. Governor Isran Nur further remarked that the price of carbon emission in the world is more than $12 per ton. There are even buyers who can reach $25 per ton, which is one of the well-known energy companies in the world, namely the Shell Company. Next February, Governor Isran will go to Mexico to take part in the Governor's Climate and Forest or GCF event, which also has something to do with carbon emissions, precisely in Yucatan, Mexico. Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. We begin today in history with an event on January 9, 1960, when Aswan Dam constructions began in Egypt. The Aswan Dam was an important construction project for Egypt after the 1952 revolution. The dam began construction on January 9, 1960 to stem the flow of the Nile. Without being dammed, the Nile would flood every year during the summer as water from East Africa flows into this huge river. The purpose of this river project is to tackle river flooding, generate electricity, and provide irrigation water for agriculture. Let's move on to the next event in 2005, when Mahmoud Abbas was elected as president of the Palestinian National Authority on January 9, 2005. Abbas and Yasser Arafat founded the Fatah organization in Kuwait. This was the beginning of Abbas entering the world of politics with the Fatah organization, which would later become a faction in the Palestinian government. In 2004, Yasser Arafat passed away and opened the top positions of the Palestinian government for Abbas, who was elected by acclamation as chairman of the PLO on November 11, 2004. He was later nominated by Fatah to be the candidate in the Palestinian presidential election, which was held on January 9, 2005. We entered in history with an event in 2021 when Sriwijaya Air Flight 182 crashed. Sriwijaya Air Flight 182 was a domestic passenger flight that flew from Soekarno-Hatta International Airport, Jakarta, to Supadio International Airport, Pontianak, West Kalimantan. On January 9, 2021, the plane crashed into the waters of the Thousand Islands 4 minutes after takeoff, killing all 62 people on board. The casualties consisted of 50 passengers and 12 crew members. Head of Subcommunications National Committee for Aviation Mode Transportation Safety, Nur Cahya Utomo, revealed that there was a change in engine conditions that occurred on flight SJ-182. The changed engine condition caused disturbances on the work of the aircraft. This could be seen from the result of the flight data recorder, which the KNKT investigation team had downloaded.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani said the domestic demand and consumption become Indonesia's engine against the possible threat of a global recession this year. Indonesia's growth engine, which depends on other countries threatened with recessions, must be substituted with others. Therefore, domestic demand must continue to be important and consumption remains good so that inflation can be maintained. Minister Sri Mulyani, in a meeting with the chief media editor at the Ministry of Finance in Jakarta on Friday, said that besides, at the moment, investment, bank credit and Indonesia's capital market were also said to be in good condition compared to other countries. Minister Sri Mulyani further stated that the government will use the 2023 state budget wisely while focusing on identifying various risks that may arise. She added that the government has calculated if commodity prices change to affect the state budget. She also remarked that if the state budget remains stable and credible, it will become the anchor of the economy to remain stable. Previously, a number of international institutions, including the World Bank, projected a number of countries to recessions in 2023. This is because central bank references rates in a number of countries are getting higher. According to World Bank President David Malpass, the central banks continue to increase interest rates to reduce the inflation rate. An increase in the benchmark interest rate will hamper the process of global economic recovery. Therefore, the World Bank predicts that the world economy will slow down to 0.5% in 2023. David Malpass also asserted that global growth would slow sharply with possibility of a further slowdown as more countries fall into recession. He fears that the trend of economic slowdown will continue in the long term. Therefore, Malpass urged all countries to focus on increasing productions in order to return to abundant supplies so that inflation can be suppressed.
Voice of Indonesia.
Berawal dari tatap, indah senyummu memikat, memikat hatiku yang hampa lara. Senyum membawa tawa, tawa membawa cerita, cerita kasih indah tentang kita. Terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia, di saat hati ini terluka. Kau membuatku tertawa di saat hati ini terbawa, terbawa oleh cintamu untukku, untuk kita. Kadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Tertawa, oh, di saat hati.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Hi VOI listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder will take you to Maluku. Indonesia has various types of traditional drinks to warm up the body. For example, on the island of Java, there are bandrek and wedang ronde drinks. This drink made from ginger is also known in Maluku, but the people there know it as air guraka or air goraka. Air guraka is made from red ginger, coconut sugar, and walnuts. Initially, the red ginger is cleaned and then cut into pieces. The ginger is then boiled with coconut sugar, pandan leaves, and a little cinnamon. Once cooked, the ginger water is poured into a glass, then sprinkled with chopped walnuts. When you drink it, the hot and warm taste of the ginger is felt in your throat. This warm taste mixes with the sweet taste of coconut sugar. To make it more delicious, air guraka is also added with milk. The addition of milk makes the ginger texture smooth and soft. Air guraka is the favorite drink for the people of Maluku, especially North Halmahera, when relaxing in the afternoon. While drinking guraka, it is accompanied with fried bananas. The typical fried bananas of North Halmahera use a type of duck-mouth banana. The shape is long, curved, and slender, not as wide as a banana in general, because the banana is called the duck's mouth banana or mulu bebe. The guraka water has its own benefits. Apart from being able to warm the body, this traditional drink is also believed to melt fat, relieve sore throats, and to have the effect of strengthening immunity. This traditional drink is easy to find in various regions in Maluku. Most of the sellers sell this drink at night, because the benefits are felt when enjoyed at night. The price is relatively cheap. The guraka water is sold from 6,000 rupiah to 10,000 rupiah per glass, while the duck's mouth banana is sold for 10,000 rupiah per plate. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sinaran hangat mentari sore ini, aku berdiam diri. Derasnya kehidupan, letih persahabatan, sejenak hilang pergi jauh dalam sang waktu membawa ku ke hari pertama saat mimpi menghampiri. Masih terasa ku ingat detik seperti
from Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about berwisata di Likupang, which means touring Likupang. We are going to present you a conversation between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and the cabin crew. The cabin crew welcomes Dev by greeting him. Let's listen to the conversation.
Selamat siang.
Selamat siang.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Siang, siang, which means afternoon. Selamat siang, which means good afternoon. In the conversation, you hear the sentence Selamat siang. In Indonesian language, greetings are divided into 4 times, namely morning, noon, afternoon, and evening. In the morning, you can say Selamat pagi, which means good morning. In the afternoon, you can say good afternoon. And also, in the afternoon. In the evening, you can say selamat malam, which means good evening. As a response, you can say the same thing. So, if you want to say a greeting in the afternoon, you can say selamat siang, which means good afternoon. Let's listen to the other examples to give and respond to a greeting. Selamat pagi, which means good morning. Selamat sore, which means good afternoon. Sore, sore, which also means good afternoon. Selamat malam, which means good evening. Malam, malam, which also means good evening. The greetings selamat pagi, selamat siang, selamat sore, or selamat malam are usually used for someone you just knew or someone you respect. You can also use the expressions in an official event. To greet friends or younger persons, you can use the expressions hi, hello, pagi, siang, sore, and malam. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Selamat siang.
Selamat siang.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa. You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. The next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner we're going to present a keroncong song entitled Fortune Cookie Yang Mencinta by Siska Saras JKT48 featuring Vivid. Fortune Cookie Yang Mencinta, or known as Fortune Cookie in Love, is one of the popular songs performed by the JKT48 group. This song is their third single, which was released in 2013 and was once the theme song for a soap opera titled Fortune Cookies. The single tells about someone who is not confident because the man she loves doesn't love her back. Well, listener, here is his Kasaras JKT48 featuring Fifin with the keroncong song Fortune Cookie Yang Mencinta. Enjoy!
Menjalani hidup akan datang keajaiban.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Indahnya awal kita bertatap mata, ku menyapamu di seberang sana. Gundah gelisah seakan terlupa, tawa candamu mengalihkan semua. Getaran ini terasa nyata. Apakah kau juga merasa kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia? Kau yang terindah yang membuat tingkahku yang terkadang kau tangisi, jangan kau pendam di dalam hati. Maaf semua takkan ku ulang lagi. Indah rasanya senyummu kembali. Getaran ini terasa nyata. Oh, apakah kau juga merasa dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia? Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. indahnya awal kita bertatap mata. Percayalah diriku akan setia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bukan berarti tak setia. cita-cita. Maaf bila.
Hello, listener, wherever you are, that's our programs on the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments, suggestion, criticism, any feedback for Voice of Indonesia, just drop us a line through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI_official and YouTube channel VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.